Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Nothing but a good time here, especially when you join us on the phones, toll-free. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
We playing hair bands for your birthday, Dom?
I guess, man. I love it.
Little poison. A little bit more here from the primary guide. Who's got primaries today, June 14th, Tuesday? If it's a Tuesday and it's summer, there's probably a partisan primary going on. But anyways, here they are, Dom. Maine, Nevada, or Nevada, depending on your point of view, North Dakota, South Carolina, plus a Texas special election. A lot of primary races today. So anyways, and what should you be keeping your beady little eyes on, buddy? Well, keep them on South Carolina. That's where Trump will be looking. The former president endorsed, we talked about this, Nancy Mace, endorsed against the GOP incumbents. Let me clarify that point. Nancy Mace and Rep. Tom Rice. So he went out and found opponents to two incumbent Republicans because apparently he doesn't like Rice. And the other guy voted to impeach his ass. So, you know, that's not the sort of loyalty the former's looking for.
No, of course not.
But what happens if he goes down there and doesn't work out so well, Dom? What if Rice wins re-election, at least through the primary process?
What if? You know, that's the thing about a cult, right? They're just going to go along with whatever he says.
But doesn't the cult need a leader? And I'm not so sure that the cult leader anymore, because I look at the example of David Perdue against Brian Kemp in Georgia. Kemp beat him 3-1, 70-point margin, something crazy. I mean, pardon me, 50-point margin, like 70-20. So that is a weakening of the Trump cult. And I know, you know, the cultists, they really want a cult leader. But if this guy's not capable, the cult's going to need a new leader.
You're missing
the cult's going to.
You're missing the
cult's going to divide and
that's why it's
fall
he's
upon
a cult
itself.
Leader. That's why he's a cult leader. I've literally watched like documentaries of actual cults, and you know the guy is gonna, on this particular day, I'm gonna ascend into the heavens, right? And then they go up there and they go do the thing, and lo and behold, the cult leader does not ascend into the heavens. And what do? They all put the robes on, they go back to the house and continue on with the cult, like it never even happened. See,
is that before
point.
Or after cutting off one's genitals, shaving one's head, and giving all your money to the cult leader?
I'm not going to join a cult.
But there's no rationale, right, with the cult. There's no reasoning. It's a cult. It's a cult of personality. Whatever Trump says, Trump says. Hey, I want that guy out. Well, that guy didn't get out. Well, oh, well, we just move along. Oh, I want that guy out. That guy's out. Oh, see, Trump's great. They just blow by it. I mean, that is the thing about a cult. That's why it's a cult. If it wasn't a cult, it was like an actual party. It was an actual movement. Yes, there would be some repercussions for, you know, failures. But when you are a cult leader, but the definition of being the cult leader means there are no failures. There's no failures. Trump, if you're a Trump believer, there are no failures. There is nothing he can do to make you go turn away from the cult unless you're Ginny Thomas and you get, deprogrammed, but then you're already, leaning that way, right? And
cult
then you're
adjacent.
Right back in it again. You know, you're cult adjacent again, and then you're right back in it again.
Well, the morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
Right, and people still listen to that crackhead.
Mike Lindell?
Yes.
Well, he's hardly a cult leader. You know,
but he's part of the cult.
Many conservatives have bought his Find My Pillow or My Slipper
even
products.
Even some not conservatives.
But you mentioned Ginny Thomas. A little article over at one of my favorite sources, The Raw Story. Dom. Ginny Thomas's associates are stunned she has been sucked into a cult again, is the direct quote from the headline.
Again.
Another cult. After deprogramming. So she was part of a cult. She was deprogrammed. And now apparently she's joined the cult again. And the reporting we had seen earlier in the week, she reached out to 29 individual lawmakers in Arizona. We knew about two. She reached out to 29. That's cult-like behavior. I mean, I can't get our audience to engage and call their own senators that.
I mean, yes and no, in the sense that, you know, there are, you know, email programs that will allow you to reach out to many people at once, you know. So I don't know if that adds any more or less. If it was 2 or 29 or 200, if you got a database with emails and you got a form letter and you sign it, I don't know. You know, it'd be one thing if she was, you know, drawing it with her own blood and, you know, or clipping out, you know, magazine letters and sending it to people, then I think that'd be a little more more of an issue. But, you know, using some email program is less of a concern. It's still a concern, no doubt, because you do it to one. Why are you doing that? And if, for one other if I just may, if Jenny Thomas and her husband, you know, the Supreme Court guy, if they share a bank account and she was spending money on the big lie, does that make him culpable? Where's the investigation into Clarence Thomas and Jenny Thomas and their efforts to overturn this election, their financial support, if there is any? I mean, as soon as the Roe v. Wade alleged ruling came out, man, oh, they were Johnny on the spot to start an investigation. But hell, Jenny's back in the cult and no one says boo? Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, I'm fairly confident that the justice, Supreme Court Justice Clarence and Jenny Thomas, well, you got to figure they've got these segregated joint accounts.
You mean Mr. Jenny Thomas? Yes, go ahead.
And then also, of course, the cult account.
Yes.
Let me read a little bit of the reporting here at the Raw Story. Revelations that Jenny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has been one of the biggest and most influential proponents of Donald Trump's election theft conspiracy, has stunned some of her former associates who remember her work opposing cults in the 1980s.
I'm shocked. She was in a cult and she was against a cult, and now she's in the cult again. Weird. Where'd that come from?
Thomas has been under increasing scrutiny over texts she sent to former White House Chiefs Chief Mark Meadows, imploring him to listen to fringe lawyers pushing legal strategies, right? Then last week it reported that she had been emailing GOP lawmakers in Arizona to stand strong in the face of political and media pressure, you know, to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the state. And in a new NBC report, Alan Smith and Alex Seitz-Wald cite a recent report about Jenny Thomas's involvement with the LifeSpring cult decades ago, about which Jane Mayer of The New Yorker wrote, her parents helped her get a job with a local Republican candidate for Congress, and when he won, she followed him to Washington. But after reportedly flunking the bar exam, she fell in with a cultist self-help group, LifeSpring, whose members were encouraged to strip naked, mock one another's body fat. I do that to you occasionally, Dom. She eventually broke away and began working for the Chamber of Commerce, opposing comparable worth pay for women. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You'll come back. We're a cult. Join us. Don't get there.
What do you got to do that's so f***ing important? You can't join their cult with me.
And I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, you are, we're all in this together.
No, I'm not going to join a cult.
I love you.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.